Good morning. Today is Friday, December the 22nd. Joining us this morning is the REDEC Executive Director, Greg Foster.
That would be me.
Hey.
Good morning.
How you been?
Been good, you know. I'm kind of excited for the weekend and Monday with Christmas.
Okay. That would make a whole lot of sense.
I think today is the official first day of winter? It was last night, the solstice? How does that work? Yeah, so.
Yeah, first full day, I think.
So the days are starting to get longer starting today.
Yay.
More light. Hey,
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
More light.
Our
more
quote
light.
This morning comes from Woody Allen. Why does man kill? He kills for food. Not only for food, frequently there must be beverage.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, so you guys are you big feasters?
Or daily or no, as an occasion? Both, actually. Yes, we'll go down to my brother's house. My family gets together for Christmas Eve every year. In fact, for over 50 years, we did it in the same living room, which was my grandparents' living room in Sebastopol, in the house that my great-grandfather had built. And then when they passed and they sold the house, now we go to my brother's.
So. Now it's considered an invasion.
Yeah, there's a lot of Fosters. And then, of course, as generations pass, there's a lot more. There's another generation of kids. Yeah, it's exactly. It's like a big pyramid.
Pyramid and, builders, yeah, right. Yeah. Now, are you guys one that does crab Christmas Eve?
No. We do kind of a potluck thing. We used to, my great-grandfather was from England, and so one of the things we did for years, which was kind of was stuffed potatoes, which is kind of an English thing where you core out a potato and put sausage in it and bake it. And that was something he did, and so we did that for years and years and years, and then, you know, finally generation passed, we said, boy, these aren't that great. And, you know, we moved on to other food items.
You were looking forward to this. You suffered through. Okay.
Exactly. He was, and now we, you know, now, well, he passed away, of course, years and years ago, but he was born in England. The family were very strict Methodist teetotalers, so there was never. Never shall alcohol touch
dairy,
his lips.
Yes. Was dairy exactly, product, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, now there's beer and wine.
New tradition.
But some traditions do continue, which is, yeah, we get together every year and have since, you know, the dawn of man, I guess.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So. And it needs somebody's got enough to house the 400 that are descending.
my brother does have a nice, pretty big house in Walnut Creek, so, yeah.
So somebody escaped
big
the
enough,
Redwood
at
Curtain, huh?
Yeah,
I would imagine so. The airport study report, came out this week. It was kicked around a little bit. The soups.
Yep.
You've been pretty intimately involved with that over the years.
Yeah.
What read do you have? Is this thing? Does it make sense? Intuitively, instinctively, does it make sense?
Yeah, and it does for me for a couple of reasons. And you know, there was a lot of detail in the report, but basically the core of the report was, structure and govern and run the airport as a business enterprise and move more in that direction. And that's reflective not only of its sort of structure within the Humboldt County, but also just the way airports are changing across the country anyway, in terms of, you know.
So they're going through a remake?
Yeah, and they have been for a while. And, really, even since deregulation in 1980, the nature of the airport business has changed quite a bit. And I think folks even notice that when they go to airports now, the different ways that airports.
More of a business center
exactly,
model? Okay.
Exactly. We'll talk more about that after the break.
It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music, ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long, on 980 AM. We are easy radio, easy on your ears, and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music, easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 824. We're back talking shop this morning with Greg Foster. Greg, the airport study report, and I just kind of saw, I glanced through it a little bit.
Yeah.
It seemed more, I guess, coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
As, and that was kind of a cool thing, but I guess I step back whenever these things are done, you know, and whether it's the new composition of the committee or whatever might happen to be. Okay, fine, whatever. I see those as details.
Mm-hmm.
I step back and go, okay, there's been an investment made in this document.
Right, right.
Okay, by somebody who people had enough confidence in to throw, and it's always serious money, right?
Right, right.
To throw it down. Aren't we obligated, ethically as well as financially, to say, okay, now we've invested, it's there, let's go forth and let's see for 5 years and do some kind of, you know, have some benchmarks so that you, you know, don't go off the rail totally.
Sure.
And accept it and go with it. I mean, if you're going to go through all that effort, all that process, the least you can do is to implement
the
strategies and the recommendations.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Pollyannish?
No. And I would take it even further. I mean, I think that not only because we spent the money and moved forward on the study, but just because the study brought out some important things, and the county has been, you know, struggling for a while trying to stabilize the aviation budget, and of course that's all six airports, and also look at, you know, ways to take advantage of opportunities that are presenting themselves. And and, you know, and again, as I mentioned before the break, that the nature of the airport industry has changed so much in the last, you know, really since deregulation in many ways, but even and more so lately, that, you know, these airports become industrial parks in a sense, right? They have a core tenant, which is the airport. But that
or core industry, perhaps.
Right. But there's a lot of aviation related or even just aviation compatible industry that's able to take advantage of location, the logistics, the interconnections with transportation, or just the flat land, and which, you know, airports are big flat places, right? In general,
at least cleared.
Yeah. Exactly. And right. And so, you know, when you do when we talk about aviation compatible businesses, what does that mean? Well, they're compatible with the core function, which is, you know, taking off and landing aircraft. And that means, you know, no bright light shining around, no big steam plumes or smoke plumes, you know, that kind of thing. Anything that
visibility, you know, issues.
Visibility, yeah. Issues, height issues, that sort of thing.
No kite manufacturing facilities.
right, yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly. No laser tag. So you know, there's a lot of opportunities around that where you can derive revenue for the aviation system by doing ground leases and developments, and you know, at the airport right now in Arcata, they're looking at a solar array that they believe that can not only power the airport and save a lot of money, but also can generate some power that can be sold. So. So, you know, if you were to take a step back from all those details, and there were, you know, 350 pages of detail in those reports, you know, the core concept, and they talk about it in the mission statement, you know, and the current mission statement is we, you know, operate and maintain these for safety and convenience or something like that. And what the consultant said was you're missing a key component in that mission, which is business. And that you really need to take it as a business enterprise. And so you
that was really woven through the whole thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so what does that mean? You maximize revenue opportunities and you do what you can to control expenses. And you know, that's doubly important, not only because it's the nature of the way airports are operating now and aviation systems are operating now, but also because as a freestanding enterprise of the county, you know, the division is charged with supporting itself. And so supporting itself, you know, which is what essentially a business has to do, right? Not only means, you know, just sort of keeping the bare bones open, but also being able to take care of deferred maintenance, take, you know, meet opportunities as they come, and be, in my, you know, in my estimations, a piece of the part of the economic drivers of Humboldt County. And so,
so as you look at now with that as a backdrop to these facilities, one of the fears that I've had all along is, okay, government build up, structures are in place, people see it, and they migrate from where they are to there. Net impact to the community, zero. How do we do this to attract business into Humboldt County, to add to the economic pot, not just to shift things around?
Sure. Well, and that's important. I mean, you know, the key to getting a business, you know, started here or moved here is to have the base infrastructure that it needs to operate, right? You know, where you can market all you want, but if you don't have a good product, the nice
more
thing about
people know you don't have anything
right,
that's good.
Right, exactly. So you know, let's talk about, you know, two airports that have a fair amount of land in Fortuna and Ronerville and Arcata. You know, those are opportunities to provide pretty nice industrial warehouse, manufacturing, even to a certain extent office, but space and making that available. And, you know, I hear about that. You know, when people are interested in finding a space here, it's really tough. And these days, especially with a lot of the cannabis folks, you know, taking up space and driving up prices, we need an alternative. And I think that's where we start, is make an attractive product.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Foster from REDEC, one of the sponsors of the show, along with CDH Painting and Lolita Cheese Factory. Greg, the study, or any study, you know, I'm a big fan of leakage study, but then we don't do anything with it. Well, so why bother? You know, if we don't act on it, if we don't implement it, are we just kind of kidding ourselves?
Yeah.
You know, and I would hate to think that electeds, and not electeds just because they're electeds, but they're not experts in whatever the area where the study was conducted.
Right.
Would then somehow, and this is at all levels of government, I mean, this is, would think that they're more knowledgeable than the expert who put together the study, and now we're going to cherry pick things out of it.
Right, right.
Well, no, it was not presented as a la carte. It was presented intact. So you got some lawyer sitting in Sacramento that says, well, I know better than this outfit that's been doing it for. I mean, that's so arrogant.
Yeah.
I just can't buy into it. Is this going to be one of those? Do you think it's going to get picked apart? Or do you think it's going to, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do, and, you know, we've got 6 months to implement. Let's go.
Right. You know, I think the board, to its credit, made the decision on Tuesday to implement really sort of the first and biggest recommendation of the study, which was to create a separate department with a department head for this. And I know, you know, some folks are leery of, you know, creating another department within the county. That we're just making something bigger. But in fact, it's not true, because that structure kind of is in there. And the recognition was this. Public Works, you know, has a nearly impossible task. You know, just the road thing is overwhelming, and you know, they're doing the big ADA stuff, all the buildings, you know, so on. And as you know, the aviation division just being part of that portfolio had to compete for resources in some sense, you know, being human resources in this case with other things. And you know, the study itself, I think, and again, the board and others who worked on this, I think felt that just by the nature of the way the business enterprise of airports is really evolved, that it needed to sort of stand on its own, both financially and administratively, and as a result, you know, would be able to, if not copy, at least emulate as much as it can the way business works, and that's primarily velocity, right? You know, the speed of decisions, the speed of implementation.
Oh, I thought it was speed of hitting the wall.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, we don't. Yeah, velocity and hitting walls in airports is not what we want.
There you go.
That's okay. Not what we want to put together.
Connected the dots.
But that, you know, airports are competing for business, and that's not just, you know, airline business, you know, the passenger service, but they're competing for business that might locate on an airport. So
what types are on that list? I mean, a lot of us don't go wandering around SFO or Oakland or Sacramento. Right. Looking at things other than these big, cool-looking things called airplanes.
Right, right.
The other stuff, you just don't.
Well, it's amazing to look at some, and not just big San Francisco airports, but even smaller airports. You know, you kind of go up and you look and you go, well, what are all these buildings? And they may be small manufacturers that have a lot of air shipping or just happen to want that space that's compatible.
So like a UPS might have a distribution center.
Oh, absolutely, boom, yeah, right cargo there. Facilities. Okay. But you could have someone who just likes be next to the airport. You know, airports not only will have the, you know, transportation infrastructure, which is the ground and the air right there, and some even have rail going by them, right? But they also might have really good broadband and fiber optics and that sort of thing there. They certainly have good roads and, you know, all that. And so what you have there is an asset that you're maximizing for business, and it is connected to the world nicely. And you know, with our isolation here, having something that's convenient to get in and out, and we do have a lot of general aviation traffic here, some of it's pleasure and some of it's business, you know, to sort of maximize the competitive advantage that we have for folks. You know, I hear it all the time from like employers who even at St. Joseph's, you know, they're saying one of the things that the people that they're recruiting want to know about is the quality of the air service. Well, so that's part of it. It's a great connector to the rest of the world. So
there are not ancillary, not even related industries, but just industries that want to be around that kind of a setting.
Right, right.
That makes sense.
I think that's having a business up at ACV or at Ronerville, I mean, those are nice, wide open. You know, this would, if you were able to get, you know, ground leases and development going on there, this would be new spaces, which would be nice. And then you have the amenities, you know, there for
folks. And then as well as servicing the employees that are there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as things build
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. And so we're seeing that a lot, both in large and small airports. They have to be really sharp about maximizing all the different types of revenues and opportunities that are out there, and that's what keeps these systems running now. You know, you just can't tax your way into revenue.
I just wanted to give you plenty of space for people to digest that one who might be listening.
We'd rather earn it.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS News and Information Time is 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Greg Foster. Greg, so you were kind of tickled a little bit about the airport study and that the county is stepping forward, setting it up as a separate department. One of the things that was part of this also was a different composition of the commission. I think that's what it's called.
The Aviation Advisory Committee.
Committee, okay. Yeah. That it shouldn't be pilots exclusively,
mm-hmm.
the user group. It should be others with other experiences.
Right, right.
Is that part of also what you think is going to help to make this thing more viable as a department, as an economic builder in the area?
You know, yeah, and you know, they didn't say exclude pilots, but certainly what you want is what they were suggesting is you know, someone from tourism, someone from economic development, someone
diversity
from business.
Right.
Yeah. So you've got a lot of different perspectives, and that, you know, with you wouldn't spend a lot of time dealing with sort of the operational issues, you know, oh, the light is out here and that sort of thing.
That's not the function of a board or a committee.
Exactly. And so this would be more of a, not quite a board of directors. I think, you know, the board of supervisors would still be the board of directors, but this would be sort of the business board that would, you know, look not only at aircraft operations and that sort of thing, but business opportunities and tourism opportunities and that. And provide their input on that.
More of a proactive rather than a reactive.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And again, it's it is changing that model into a business model where you're always looking, you know, 5-10 years down the road and saying, here are the opportunities that are coming forward. How do we, you know, take advantage of those? You know, how's our budget looking? You know, and you know, where are the opportunities to maximize revenue, and where are the opportunities to control expenses if that's needed to be? But you have a little more business focus, and you know, is, you know, government clearly is not in the business of being a business, but the enterprise is even called out in the county audit as the business-like activity, you know. And so the aviation budget is separate from the county budget. And so it will be, you know, we won't talk revenues and expenses anymore. We'll talk profit and loss. And, you know, I think we changed the language. We changed the sort of viewpoint and the philosophy about this.
So where do you think, as familiar as you are with it now, is Roanerville going to be the first one because of the weather? Is McKinleyville because of the footprint? Are the Garberville because it's so flexible? I mean, where do you see, because I can't imagine wrestling down six airports at the same time.
Right. Well, and so they talked, you know, Arcata is still the economic driver, and always will be, just because of the volume of commercial activity there. So you're going to concentrate there, and the weather issues there exist, obviously, but they're not as bad as people think. Most of our delays and cancellations.
It's the San Francisco weather,
exactly. Yeah. And it also has a much longer runway than Roanerville, and Roanerville really doesn't have the geography to go any longer.
So just greater potential.
Yeah, exactly. And so, okay. You know, they had some discussion in the study of moving cargo facilities there and some other business activities there.
Well, it'll be interesting to see.
Long term, you know, Neyland, Murray, and Dinsmore have real geological issues that are going to be hard to overcome.
Yeah, that sinking feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to
you.
Have
a safe one.
See you next year.
And on Monday.
Thank you.